going to be on at 7:15 p.m. And so if it's 7:30 with Joyce Meyer, it's going to be 7:30 tonight. So you can tune in. You're going to catch your programs. They're still going to be on air today. We're just preempting during the morning hours. And pray with us. And you may say, well, my little gift wouldn't make much of a difference. But let me tell you, when everybody does their part, it makes a huge difference. So give us a call. The number again is 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Call us. Tell us what the Lord's put on your heart. Give us praise reports if you have one to share this morning, prayer requests, and let us know what the Lord is saying to you this morning. We're looking for your calls right now. We're going to go back to a song. We'll be back in just a couple moments. Make your phone calls as we listen to this song together.
The cross has the final word. The cross has the final word. Sorrow may come in the darkest night, but the cross has the final word. There's nothing stronger, nothing higher. There's nothing greater than the name of Jesus. All the honor, all the power, all the glory to the name of Jesus. The cross has the final word. The cross has the final word. Evil may put up its strongest fight, but the cross has the final word. There's nothing stronger,
and Karen's going to give us those phone numbers again. Let's get those numbers out.
That toll-free number is 888-221-8990. And if you live here in the local area, it's 772-221-1100. You don't even have to live in the local area to use that.
You can, that's true.
You can if you'd like. Totally up to you. Or you could just use the toll-free number.
All right, and that would work quite fine. And so I just was trying to check online, check the computer, and I have found that we have a $50 donation coming in from Wesley. This morning, we want to thank you, Wesley, for that $50 donation. So we're going to add that into our total. Again, this is what we're calling a week of miracles. We're just believing that God is bringing a breakthrough of great revival, a great awakening to our nation. We're praying for your sons, your daughters who are unsaved to come into the kingdom of God, for God to make miraculous provision for you and your family. Maybe you need healing today. Maybe you need a financial breakthrough. But whatever's going on in your life, we are here to agree with you and call the body of Christ to stand in faith. We pray over our nation. We pray for peace. We pray for the guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit over our nation today. We pray, Father, for our president and for our leaders that are elected, that are in offices. Father, move their hearts by your Holy Spirit. Father, may there be restoration of peace and salvation. May our nation come back to God today in Jesus' name. So as we come to you with this week of miracles, we are making our requests known to God and also to you. As a ministry, we want to thank the Lord for every one of our family, all of you who give, all of you who pray, all of you who stand with us. But we're here this morning to let you know that we are about $30,000 short with what has been pledged, what is coming in month to month, what we expect to receive over the next 3 months. We're running about $30,000 short of reaching that operational budget. We need to raise that. Can you help us today? Is the Lord speaking into your life? What is God saying to you? What are you able to be a part of? Maybe you've already given. Maybe you could join us as a prayer partner for those who have not yet given. Many were not able to. Maybe you're able to give now and you were not back 3 months ago when we came to you and we had our normal prayer and share. So we're looking for you to join us today. Listen, be a part of this ministry. Maybe you just tuned in. Maybe you're driving down the road. You can call us at 888-221-8990. If the Lord has done something good in your life and you want to keep the message going out over Christian radio, you believe in it, you support it, and the Lord has enabled you today to be a part of this ministry and a part of meeting this $30,000 need to carry us over this next 3 months, would you make that phone call this morning? The number again is 888-221-8990, or go to WCNO.com, or you can text 24365. Text WCNO to 24365. And so, Karen, explain how a pledge works. We may have some people that would like to make a pledge, and they're just wondering how that will work. Now, we know we have 3 months, so this is not a six-month period. It would only be over 3 months.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And a pledge is when you don't have the resources available today or in the very near future, but you'd like to contribute.
Yeah, leave that by on my
or
desk
make
out
a
there.
Gift, then you can just call that in. You can call in the amount that you'd like to give so we can go ahead and count that, and we'll send you a letter with a return envelope, and that whenever the Lord provides that for you, you just send it back in. And you could mail it in through check, money order, or if the Lord, when he provides, if you'd like to call in and put it on your card, you can do that as well. Mm-hmm. So many different ways for you to do that. But the pledge is, you know, you just don't have those resources today, but you do, you would like to give.
And that's exactly the way that works. And so we have phone lines open right now. Give us a call. Let's get these phone lines going this morning. Let us know what the Lord's putting on your heart. Let us know that you're praying with us. Sometimes we have people call in and say, well, I'm not able to give money today, but I'm able to intercede. I know we have some that are out there praying for us this morning, and we thank you so much for your prayers and for standing with us. Once again, the number is 888-221-8990. The psalmist here here in 107, he talks about people going through deserts. Some have wandered in the desert. I've been in places before that were really dry. It seemed to be really dry. It just seemed that everything was difficult, and it was a struggle, and it was a strain. Some have wandered in the desert. Some have been lost and homeless, hungry and thirsty, and nearly died. But verse 6, the psalmist is saying, when they cried, Lord, help, they're in the midst of their trouble. They cry out that God rescued them from their distress and led them straight to safety, to a city where they could live. Let them praise the Lord for his great love. Listen, if God has done something big in your life, maybe you're still in the desert and you've been crying out, Lord, help. Well, we join you this morning in saying, Lord, help. This is a week of miracles. We're believing God. What are you believing God for? What are you praying for? What are you standing in faith for? This one gentleman called in this morning, daughter's moving, new beginnings in her life, and we're praying that God will reach her, turn her life around, direct her hearts to the Father's ways. What are you believing God for? What is the miracle that you need in your life? Are you in a dry place? Are you coming out of a dry place? Did you just come out of a dry place? What has God done for you? Let us know what the Lord is doing. Tell somebody. Make a big deal out of it. When God does something in our life, you know, so many times the news is so filled with the reports of what the enemy has to say. But right here this morning, you have an opportunity to let us know what God is putting on your heart to say. Give us a call. Karen, give those numbers out again.
That toll-free number, 888-221-8990.
All right, and we're going to go to another song now. Make that call. The phone lines are open right now. We're looking for your call. God is definitely going to provide this $30,000. God is definitely going to do that. And the question is, who is he going to use? Karen, I don't know who he's going to use. I don't know how God's going to make things happen. I know on one occasion there was a man that was rather... committed to his path, but there was a donkey that was standing in the way, and the donkey refused to carry the man, and he was all upset, and the donkey had more sense than the man. And so I believe that donkey actually spoke up a little bit. I don't even know the donkey's name. I guess it was the first talking donkey.
Wasn't Mr. Ed, I'm sure.
That was a horse.
That was a horse.
Yeah. That was a horse. But, sometimes we think about our lives and how God has worked, how God has done miracles, how God shows up, how God cares about us, how God has redeemed us. I mean, where would you be if God had not reached out and touched your life? I know that in my life, I can see the times when, without question, Satan planned to take my life. But God protected me, guarded me, kept me alive, because he wasn't finished yet. If you're alive, God's not finished with you yet. So come out of your desert today. Come out of your dry place. Reach your hands up to the Lord. Lift them up in praise. Lift up a shout to the Lord, and stand in faith. Let us believe God for a great revival in our nation. Father, we're asking for this week of miracles to be filled with reports of your people who just say, enough is enough. I'm not going to be silent. I'm not going to let the enemy stand on my neck and stand over my mouth and shut me down anymore. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to shout to the Lord and rejoice in the goodness of my God, regardless of what is going on around me. My God is a good, good Father. My God is my provider. My God has saved me and redeemed me, and I will rejoice in him. I will rejoice in him. All right, I think this next song that's going to come up, I've had a couple surprises this morning already just because of my own pushing the wrong buttons. But I believe this next song is going to be Take Me Back to Church. Incidentally, I think there's a lot of pastors that are praying that the Holy Spirit would take the people and move them back to church. Many Amen. People, they got so connected, you know, with the online and the live feeds and all those things, streaming and everything else, that some have been laying out. Maybe, family, it's time to get back to church, get connected.